Grace and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to St. Paul Borcher's Sunday Snippet. This is a time where we want to pause a moment in our busy week to read and reflect on the words of Scripture. So let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Everlasting God, you give strength to the weak and power to the faint. Make us agents of your healing and wholeness, that your good news may be made known to the ends of your creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our reading for today is from 1 Corinthians. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid on me, and woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my proclamation I make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Back in college, I really wanted to major in computer science. But after an intro to engineering class and college-level physics, I learned that it wouldn't be the major for me. However, I did get to learn some pretty neat things in that intro to engineering class, such as fluid dynamics. Now, fluid dynamics is the study of how fluids, like liquids and gas, flow. And what fluid dynamics show us is that fluids respond and adapt to pressure in many different ways. And through this understanding of fluid dynamics, we've learned how to use that pressure to control the flow of fluids, which allows us to do some pretty neat stuff and do simple things more efficiently. Through fluid dynamics, we understand how planes fly, how hydraulic presses work, how to make efficient irrigation and ventilation systems for both farms and buildings. And again, what's helpful about fluid dynamics is that they show us how fluids can respond and adapt to almost anything. And it's in our passage today, Paul shares with the Corinthians how he, like a fluid, dynamically responds and adapts in his mission to proclaim the gospel for all people. And to fully understand what Paul describes here, I think we need to back up a bit to look at why Paul would need to dynamically respond and adapt in the way that he describes. When we go back to when Jesus calls Paul to be an apostle, we learn that Paul was part of a sect of Judaism that didn't like Christians very much. And Paul was part of this group, and it's here that he actively persecuted Christians. But after meeting an ascended Jesus, Paul dynamically responds, like a fluid under pressure, by finding faith in Jesus. And it's here that Paul feels called to share that story of Jesus with not only Jews, but also non-Jews. Because Paul believes that the gospel is meant for all people. But to share the gospel with all people, people like the group that Paul was with, who didn't like Christians, and people who had no idea what Paul was talking about, Paul explains to the Corinthians that it means sharing the gospel differently to all people. Paul shares with them how in his journey, in his mission, he responds and adapts dynamically to share the gospel. that in his work to make the gospel free for all people, he became all things to all people. Paul crosses ideologies and opinions to share the story of Jesus with them. Instead of making people think and act like Paul, Paul meets people where they are so that they know, too, that the gospel is for them. Paul writes that he became as a Jew in order to win Jews. He became as one under the law in order to win those under the law. He became as one outside the law in order to win those outside the law. He became weak in order to win the weak. Throughout his mission, throughout his ministry, Paul responds and adapts dynamically to reach all of these people so that they too can know that story of Jesus, so that they too can experience that gospel story. But when we read these words in our lives today, I'm not entirely sure it's an idea that most people have of Christians. That Christians like Paul, we respond and adapt in how we share the gospel. I think that people who feel hurt by the church, people who feel unwanted by the church, might view the church as acting in an opposite way of how Paul describes himself. And I think that's because to live our lives the way Paul does, as dynamically responding and adapting to people, isn't something we're used to as a society. That we choose our identity, that we choose what to think and believe, that it's something we set in stone, that it's not something we just change all of a sudden. But when we set everything up like this, I wonder how it makes it more difficult for us to meet people where they are. That when we pick and choose ideologies and opinions, we make it harder to meet with people who don't think or act like us. When we choose to act and think a certain way, we make it harder to listen to what those people, unlike us, are saying. That in the end, by making these decisions, by choosing these ideologies and opinions over meeting these people, we make it difficult for the gospel to be for all people because we make it difficult to go and meet with all people. And I think in those moments when we find it difficult in our lives to go and meet with all people, those like us and unlike us, I think we should turn back to Paul's life, his call story from Jesus. That before that, there was a time in Paul's life that he wasn't dynamically responding and adapting to meet Christians where they were. Instead, his identity, his ideologies and opinions were what defined him and how he met with these people in a very violent and aggressive way. But in Paul's life, there was someone who changed him, something that transformed him, that through his experience with a risen and ascended Jesus, Paul changed and transformed into someone that could dynamically respond and adapt to people. My friends, we're just like Paul. We too have experienced that same risen and ascended Jesus through the waters of our baptism that change and transform us. Or maybe it's at the communion table where we experience that true presence of Christ that again changes and transforms us. Or whenever we see a cross that reminds us of what Christ has done for us, has done for the world, has done for all people, that too changes and transforms us. And we experience and remember that change and transformation whenever we wash our face to remember our baptism, whenever we give thanks at a meal to remember that Christ is with us, whenever we look towards the cross to remember how Christ is for all people, for us and for them. But because Christ has and continues to change and transform us, that we too can dynamically respond and adapt like fluids, like Paul. And I wonder where we can live that out in our lives. That maybe it's setting aside those ideologies and opinions that separate us from those people we struggle to talk with. That maybe it's listening first to what someone is saying instead of jumping to argue with them because we think or know that we'll disagree with them. That maybe in these ways and more, we too can dynamically respond and adapt like fluids and like Paul, so that we too can share that gospel to all people throughout our lives. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, who transforms and changes us through the faith of your Son, we give you thanks for how you work throughout our lives to share the gospel with all people. Help us to flow through life like Paul, who responds and adapts for the sake of sharing your gospel. Through the grace of your Spirit, may we go forth welcoming and sharing that gospel with all people, with all with whom we meet. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.